We have some thespians, some actors from South Point High School joining us here on Palmetto Mornings because they are going to share with us details of their first production of the school year. So we're excited to welcome in Isabella Trammell and Beckett Hall. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Beckett, we're going to start with you. The production is called The Boy Who Stole the Stars. And take us to outer space. What are we going to learn?
Well, The Boy Who Stole the Stars is a really emotional and playful play. It's a mix between like drama and comedy. It has a mix of both, really. It's about this boy.
Who stole the stars.
Yes, exactly.
That's
exactly.
All we need to know.
This boy, Nicholas, who goes to his grandparents every summer. And this year he has a science project over the summer that he has to complete. And something about Nicholas is he and his grandfather are really close. They're neck and neck, like inseparable. But this summer, something is a little different. You feel grandfather's slightly drifted away a little. Mm-hmm. And to try and get him back to where he, how he was, Nicholas decides he wants to count the stars with his grandfather. Because that's something they always used to do together. His grandfather was a navigator, so stars and all that are his thing. Essentially, Nicholas uses the stars and counting the stars to gain that relationship back with his grandfather, try and get his grandfather back to his old self. I play Matthew, the grandfather, who throughout the show has to deal with his own inner conflicts and also his conflicts with others, like Bessie, his wife. They have many conflicts because he's declining and, you know, as one does, they've been married for very long, so there's many conflicts there, so they have to deal with. And Nicholas just brings that light to the show and to his grandfather, and he's hoping that he can bring that light back to his grandfather as well.
So you play the grandfather, and then Isabella.
You play the grandmother.
Yes, I do. Yep.
And what can you tell us about, I mean, he kind of alluded to your relationship, but it seems like, you know, he is, as you said, nicely drifting away. Mm-hmm. And so does your character then have to comfort him as well as be there for your grandson, who's also trying to understand what's going on with granddad?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's, you got it on the head. basically, Bessie, she and Matthew have been together for a very long time. And so, obviously, we all know old married couples, how they act. And and so,
I mean, you and I might fall in that
category.
Yeah,
I know. We're approaching 20 years of marriage with our own spouses, so I guess we qualify as old. But
no,
I know what you mean. No, I know what you mean. Yeah, you've been around. You know, you really know someone. As you say, you want to find someone to grow old with. So you're at that point.
And naturally, when you have like a grandson, they see that, and they see the love that your grandparents share for one another. But this summer it's different because there's something going on with Matthew, and Bessie doesn't want Nicholas to know. Mm-hmm. So it's very difficult trying to hide that conflict between us, and but with you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But show Nicholas that we're good, but we're not good, you know? Mm-hmm. And there's Bessie, she usually stays in the house. There's a scene where Nicholas goes to a bog, and there's like two separate places that they usually go to, other than school as well. And there's moments where she's alone, and she just sits with herself and figures out how to deal with this conflict, you know, within herself. That's pretty much for Bessie. That's a lot what goes on with her throughout the show. Yeah.
I'm pretty fascinating that it's fascinating that is that you all are high school students playing the role of an elder. How do you tap into playing such an older character and also have to have the relationship and the chemistry that you have to have as a older couple when you're nowhere close to that age at all?
Yeah. How do you do research for that?
Yeah. For me, my grandma, she's a lot of what I pull from for Bessie, because she's an old Southern lady who loves to care for her family and care for her husband. And that's how I, like the way that she gets up, because she's, like, had knee surgery. So, like, maybe Bessie's had knee surgery. So, when you're getting up, you know what I mean? Yeah. And in terms of chemistry, I take a lot of it from my grandparents. And Beckett and I, we have been in Digging Up Dessa in many shows before. So we naturally, like, we know each other. So it's way easier to portray that, like, old married couple trope. But also, I just love Beckett. And there's scenes where Bessie and Matthew get in arguments. And it's just, it's fun to be on stage, and we naturally go off each other.
So we were told it was too much. We had to dial it down.
That's pretty good though. If you've got that much chemistry, that means you're really nailing the part very well.
Yeah.
Do you all wear prosthetics to aid you?
We are about to get into that. Okay. We have to do makeup for it, and we have to gray our beautiful blonde hair.
Supposedly, our makeup arrived today.
Okay.
So. Supposedly.
Yeah, if you're not watching this on social media or on CN2, both Beckett and Isabella, they do both have blonde hair, so you're going to have to age yourself to play grandparents.
Yeah.
The production is called The Boy Who Stole the Stars. It's presented right there at South Point High School. The dates are September the 18th at 7 p.m.
The 19th at 7, and then on Saturday the 20th, there's a matinee at 2, and then you can go back again at 7, and they want us to let everyone know it's under an hour or around an hour, so on Friday night, you can go to the fleet and still make the football game, so they want to get out there. Also, you're going to get some extra credit if you're in Miss DiMatteo's class, if you come to see the play, and it's also family friendly.
Yes, appropriate for all ages. I think it's very relatable, right? So most folks have, you know, if they're lucky, they still have their grandparents, so they see what that relationship is like. And for some folks that are facing what, you know, with the young character in the production, what he's facing with, you know, aging grandparent, that's also relatable to the discussion. And it's probably nice for them to see they're not alone in real life. And it's being played out here on stage. And you said it's a drama and somewhat of comedy. So yeah,
it has comedy.
Okay, great.
And Nicholas really brings that out, as well as this, the other character in it, Genevieve. Their scenes together bring out the comedy in it.
Great. Well, check out the talented folks over there at South Point High School. As you can probably have caught on by now, South Point High School, and this is a credit to their I was going to call you professor, their teacher, but like a professor, you know, you all tackle productions and plays and musicals that are just not, they're not the big marquee ones that we're used to. There are other schools that do that, which is great. And you all do something a little different, so you can, you know, provide really a lot of variety at the local level. So these young people work very hard in between school and athletics to also have a time to memorize lots and lots of dialogue. And when you go and you sit there in the audience and you cheer them on and support them, you're supporting the local arts, which we know is a big part of our community. So we certainly appreciate you two as just some of the actors that are part of South Point High School. A theater production of The Boy Who Stole the Stars, September the 18th, 19th, and 20th. And real quick before we leave, I want to give a shout out to Isabella. Right, Isabella, because you and some of your other actors over there at South Point High School, you all attended this summer the South Carolina International Thespian Festival. And what took place there, because you got some high honors.
Yes, I did. So me and a few others, we went and we participated in the Thespian Awards, I believe that's the name. Yeah, the Thespian Awards. And you basically, the Thespy Awards, I was remembering what it was. And you take you can take many things. Beckett did a scene, you did a scene with Caitlin, right?
I did a duet acting with my sister.
And all of us, we got either excellent or superior. It was really great. it was great to be recognized for the hard work that we do, absolutely. I myself got a superior for my solo musical.
Oh, that's awesome.
You guys may have seen, I did Little Girls from
Annie.
Yes.
Annie.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. You all came back in the spring of this year to promote that you all were going and raising funds and everything, and I still kept the tab up on my computer just to follow up. So glad that you all had a very successful summer there, and kudos
that's
again
amazing.
To the theater students over there at South Point High School. Isabella and Beckett, congratulations on the production and good luck.